Local government John Darlan, care support worker, North London Socialist Party official figures state that the cost of buying the average London home is now 11 times the average London salary. London rents also eat up the majority of an average London wage. London itself has some of the local authority areas with the highest poverty rates in Britain. This is a warning to those outside of London and the southeast of England, of what the Tories levelling up project will mean. There will be a tiny minority of very rich people in an area, but widespread poverty and unaffordable housing for most. In my work for a local authority, I sometimes work alongside care workers from private companies. These workers, usually migrant women workers, are often paid minimum wage, and have to work multiple jobs to make ends meet. One well-paid job should be enough to live on in any civilized society. Wherever we live, we need to be paid enough, or receive enough in benefits to fully participate in our local communities. Under capitalism, this is impossible for working-class people anywhere. Members of my trade union, Unison, have just voted to reject an insulting 1.75% pay rise for local government workers, and we are going to ballot soon over industrial action. Let's vote for this, and strike with other trade unions, to collectively turn the tide on decades of declining pay for working class people.